Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A veteran Lawrence police officer is being held without bail today on charges of raping a 13-year-old boy he met online. Prosecutors say 49-year-old Carlos Vieira contacted the teen through the same-sex dating app Grindr and arranged to meet the boy at a Lawrence park. For more on this, we spoke with Dr. Jack Turbin. He's a resident physician in psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital. He recently wrote in the New York Times about dating apps and LGBTQ youth. We began by asking him what more apps like Grindr might do to protect teens.
It's hard to know what they do internally because they haven't made many public statements about what they do behind the scenes. One thing we know that they don't do that other industries do is use credit card verification to verify that users are 18 or over. I think they've been hesitant to do that, probably because they've had some data breaches in the past. So last year, they had a high-profile instance where they were accused of sharing users' HIV statuses with third parties.
Right. There are also maybe some people who don't want to reveal their sexual preferences either, right, and would rather keep those anonymous.
Exactly. So they could have that information from the credit card stored privately, but I would imagine that would make users nervous that they might be outed for their sexuality. Another thing they could do is build algorithms that could detect if conversations were happening between minors and adults, then later have moderators do some policing of the application. We're not sure if they do that or not.
What do we know about how widely used this app is, and especially among teens?
So there was a study recently that showed that of gay teens or bisexual teens between ages 14 and 17 who are sexually active, half of them have used apps like Grindr. So what that means is about 1 in 4 LGBT boys. And almost 70% of them who are on the apps have had sex with someone they've met from the apps, and only 25% of them use condoms. So it seems like this is actually very widespread and a pretty high-risk behavior.
And there's technically nothing illegal going on here.
Exactly. So Grindr is actually legally protected in that they are not responsible for third-party content. So somebody soliciting a minor for sex on Grindr or on Facebook, under current law, the web platform is not responsible. It's the individual who's responsible.
What can parents do to try to protect kids in cases like this and make sure that apps are used responsibly?
So I think it's important to think about why youth are on these apps to begin with. And in that New York Times article, I wrote about how LGBT youth don't have the same opportunities to explore their identity and romance and intimacy the same way that straight youth do. And a lot of times they look online, and what they find online is mostly these websites that are geared towards sex and more adult content. So the more we can create spaces for LGBT youth to explore in a developmentally appropriate way, I think the more kids will explore there and not explore in some of these online platforms that are really geared towards adults and dangerous for youth to be in.
Jack Turbin, a resident physician in psychiatry at Mass General Hospital, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course, thank you.